sending green. It'll be the senior Easton pitch, running things from the point. Senior Devin Harrington on the perimeter. Brandon Prince in the middle, wearing number 4, the Bobcat senior. Hollis Deckard on the perimeter, and Cooper Clark banging around inside. Another Bobcat senior, 4 seniors and the junior in the starting lineup for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. For the Kipp Gators, they'll start with L.J. Torrance, a 6'6 sophomore. Vincent Moss, a 6'3 senior. King Smith, a 5'11 senior, wears number 2. A.J. Hatch is a 6-foot senior, wearing number 11. And Cortez Chapman, the coach's son, a 5'8 junior, wearing number 21. By the way, leading scorer on the year for the Gators out of Kipp Legacy, King Smith, averaging 20 points per game. He's a 5'11 senior. Vincent Moss averages 16 a game. For the Thayer Bobcats, Devin Harrington scoring in at 20 points per game. Easton Fitz with 17 for the Thayer Bobcats. Are you listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show? We'll take time out. We'll be back to Mizzou Arena in Columbia in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When Second's making a play, Short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And we're back in Mizzou Arena on the campus of Missouri, University of Missouri in Columbia for the Class 3 semifinal action between the Thayer Bobcats and the Kipp Gators out of Legacy High School in Kansas City. Again, Kipp 17-9 on the year. Thayer Bobcats 24-4 coming in. We're getting ready for the announcement of the rosters for both teams and the starting lineups. And again, Easton Fitch, Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, Hollis Deckard, and Cooper Clark to start this afternoon for the Thayer Bobcats. And for the Gators out of Kipp Legacy High School, L.J. Torrance, Vincent Moss, King Smith, A.J. Hatch, and Cortez Chapman. They say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today, including Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering in Thayer. 417-280-7466, number for Big D's Barbecue. You will not be disappointed. American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker, your agent in West Plains. The Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. Farm Bureau Insurance, Jack Barton and Thayer and Alton. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield. Nicholson Farms for all your farm and logging needs. Toyota of West Plains. Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer. Thayer Ready Mix. Allen Supported Living in Thayer. Charlotte Allen, your owner. Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer. And Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer. Just some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. We're getting ready for the tip-off. The winner moves into the championship game to play Principe at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Loser of our game will play in the third-place game at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning against the Woodland Cardinals. Principia, a winner over Woodland today, 85-50. Take another timeout. We'll be back with your tip-off and today's game in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, the best price. And, hey, we are Howell County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles of any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
And big crowd of fan Bobcat fans have made their way to Columbia, Missouri today for the state semifinal in the Class 2. And by the way, be looking later on today for photos online. Our good friend Kelly Steed here taking pictures for the Bobcat fans. Those will be on the Thayer Bobcat Sports page a little bit later on. Kelly wandering around here in the bowels of the arena. We give another high five. There we go, Kelly. Go get him, buddy. All right, Thayer Bobcats and the Gators of Kemp Legacy High School out of Kansas City. And the jump center will be L.J. Torrance, a 6'6 sophomore. He'll jump it up with a 6'6 senior from Thayer. That is Devin Harrington. Harrington, Prince, Clark, Deckard, and Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, Thayer wearing the white uniforms, Kendon Grove, the green. And for Kip, they're wearing the all-black crimson white. Kip is controlled by, and it goes out of bounds. Matter of fact, it came right into my lap. I had to catch it, drop my pen and everything. And the ball belongs to Kip Legacy. The Gators inbound it. Got it in to number 21. That is Cortez Chapman. He'll run things from the point. Good player, Chapman. Takes it out. Bobcats going to run a little zone defense here. You want to stop the perimeter shooting of the Legacy Gators. They get the ball to Hatch. Now the Moss in the corner. Number two, Smith. King Smith leads them in scoring 20 a game. They swing the ball around the perimeter again, looking left, going back right to Smith. Pulls up with a three. It's good. King Smith, number two, hits a three right out of the gate for the Legacy Gators. They're going to pick up in a man-to-man defense at midcourt. Easton Pitts brings the ball across the timeline for Thayer. Faces up to the defense of Cortez, takes him to the right side. Dumps one down inside to Harrington. Harrington trying to go against the double team. Gets it out to Cooper Clark. Cook driving the baseline, spins in the lane, goes up, got hammered, no foul call, and the shot no good. Here come the Gators on the run. They get up the left side, pull up jumper from the wing is an air ball. Rebounded by the Gators, back up and in for King Smith. His second bucket, he's got five already in the game. Thayer Bobcats coming the other way. Jacob Deckard in the backcourt. This is across the timeline working against Smith. Trying to hand it off to Brandon Prince. Prince picks up the ball and then travels with it. Prince going to be called for the travel for the Bobcats. Down 5-0 early, 6:46 to go in the first quarter. Legacy Gators will bring it up out of the backcourt. That is Cortez Chapman with it. Chapman brings it to the top of the key, swings it right side to King Smith. Averages 20 a game, looking to get some more here. Goes into the lane, kicks it back outside. Chapman thought about the shot, doesn't take it. Pass into the lane, deflected, picked up by Torrance. Torrance back over the shot, blocked by the Thayer Bobcats. What a play by Harrington. Ball goes back to Legacy. They work it around the perimeter again. Get it to the outside on the left side. And now give it up to Smith. Smith on the right side. Pulls up with a jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. Harrington skies for the rebound. Thayer Bobcats need a bucket this time down. We're down to 6:05 to go first quarter. Thayer is not scored yet. Got the ball to Deckard on top. Now to Brandon Prince. Prince looking inside. Swings it outside to Harrington. Around to Deckard on the right side wing. Jacob bounces one time, feeds it to Cooper Clark at the high post. Cook back out to Pitts. Easton moving off the screen. Step back, couldn't find the three, gives it up, gets it right back. And here's a turnover That'll be Torrance going all the way down for the lay-in. Vincent Moss with the lay-in. The steal and the uncontested layup, it's 7-0. Legacy on top of the Thayer Bobcats with 5:39 to go in the first quarter. We got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And we're back to Norm Stewart Court, Mizzou Arena, on the campus of the University of Missouri. Third place, actually the semifinal game. Thayer Bobcats and the Legacy Gators. Legacy leads it here early, 7-0. Thayer Bobcats gets the ball inside. Harrington pulls up, short jumper. Wooden bounce over the front of the rim, and the rebound taken by the Gators. Number one got it. That was Vincent Moss. He gets it back as they get up across the timeline. Takes it to the right wing, looking to penetrate. Now backs out. Bounces the ball to Torrance, down in the corner. Got to King Smith, back to Torrance, and there's a travel on L.J. Torrance trying to back down Harrington. Good defensive play by Devin. Thayer will get the ball back. Again, 7-0. Our score, Kip Legacy leads the Thayer Bobcats here in the early going. They played just 3 minutes in the first quarter. Easton Pitts plays ball foul the backcourt for Thayer. Gives it to Jacob Deckard. He'll swing it over to Brandon Prince. Prince got it to Deckard on the right side. Come on, get one down. They do. Got it inside to Harrington, but the ball was kicked on the way there. So the kick ball will belong to the Thayer Bobcats with 4:54 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down 7-0. And the Legacy making their first substitution. Chapman will check out the game. Kimmins is in. Jacob Kimmins, the best bench player. Plays a lot of minutes for them. And the inbound play goes to Easton Pitts in the backcourt. Kimmins will guard him. Starting in midcourt as the Gators playing man-to-man defense. Thayer. Easton Pitts moves off the screen, pulls up, top of the key. Jumper is up and good. It's a two, but it's the first bucket of the day for the Thayer Bobcats. Easton Pitts, he looked hot in the warm-up. And he hits the first bucket here, gets Thayer on the board. 7-2, our score. There's Moss. His ball knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Good defensive play by Cooper Clark, and he got his mitts on that pass. And then trying to get it back, the Gators knocked it out of bounds. Gators full court pressure on Harrington as he races up across the timeline for Thayer. Takes it to the right wing. Moving off the screen. He can get rid of it. Does to Brandon Prince on the left side. Prince moving off the screen to the right wing on the dribble. Has the ball poked away. Gets it back. Looking to get rid of it. Does to Cooper Clark. Clark. Holds it at the high post, bounces it down to Prince, challenges the defense, shoots, no, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on L.J. Torrance. Got to get there and block the shot of Brandon Prince. And Prince to the line to shoot two with the Thayer Bobcats. That is the first foul called in the game. 4:06 to go in this first quarter. Thayer down 7-2. Trying to get back in it here. Prince at the free throw line. First one is up and no good. Brandon Prince misses on the first one. Needs to hit this second one. Thayer with only Harrington up on the free throw line. And the second free throw for the Bobcats senior is in and out. No good. Harrington down the rebound. Goes back up. He gets hammered. And he'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. And that's going to be L.J. Torrance. That's going to be the second on him in the game. So, one of the best players for the Gators, their big man in the middle, L.J. Torrance, a 6'6 sophomore. Looks like he's going to come out of the game. Harrington at the line hits the first free throw. First point of the night for Devin. And Torrance out of the game, checking in for him is Grigsby. Josiah Grigsby, a 6'5 senior. So they only lose an inch in size. Second free throw for Harrington is up. Oh, bounced off the side of the rim, no good. So it's 7-3, Thayer down by four, just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter here at Norm Stewart Court. Gators with the ball, and here's Smith looking to get open for a shot. Couldn't. Feeds it on the right side to Hatch, and now back out on top to Kimmins. Kimmins around to Smith. Long three-point shot is up, no good. Harrington had a rebound, lost the handle on it. There's a mad scramble after the ball, and it's going to be Kip Ball. Arrington last to touch it in midcourt before it went out of bounds, and Kipp will maintain control. Arrington doing a nice job on the boards here in the early going. Hatch will bring the ball into the front court for the Kipp Legacy Gators. Holds it out between the circle. Bears still back in that 1-3-1 matchup zone. Ball goes on the left side. Down in the corner, out to a cutter in the lane. Grigsby up and scores. Josiah Grigsby off the bench with two. Makes it 9-3. Kipp Legacy with the lead. Bayer with the ball. Easton Pitt works it into the front court. Going up the right side. Gets free for a second and gets fouled. That'll be on Hatch. And number 11, A.J. Hatch, can be called for the foul. That is three team fouls on the Legacy Gators here in the first quarter. 3:11 to go in the quarter. Hatch will check out of the game now as he checked in. Number five checks into the game. Chaz White, 6 foot junior. He'll guard Easton Pitts as Easton brings it up out of the backcourt. 3:03 to go in the first quarter. Thayer needing the bucket. Here's Easton Pitts. Oh, try a little step back shot, and the ball is knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Easton wants to know how that wasn't a foul. And it'll be Thayer Wildcat ball. They'll inbound down under the bucket with 2:58 to go in the first quarter, down 9-3. Scoring at a premium in this one. Bobcats looking inbound. Wanted to run the alley-oop to Harrington. He can get it open. How can they have to hurry and get it in? And Jacob Deckard has just bounced it off the feet of one of the Gators and back out of bounds. Thayer will reset. Inbounding to the right side of their own bucket with 2:58 to go in the first quarter, down 9-3. Big possession here for the Thayer Bobcats. Easton Pitts will lob it in. Got it to Cooper Clark. Back to Pitts for three on top. It's up and no good. Rebound Harrington going back up with a shot. He scores. Devin Harrington, first 2 points tonight, comes on the offensive rebound. The Thayer Bobcats with 2:44 to go. Back to within four. Here's Moss with the ball for Legacy. Gives it up. The King Smith, his cross-court pass is deflected and goes out of bounds off the hands of Jacob Deckard. That's about the third time tonight already that the Thayer Bobcats have got a hand on the pass. That one goes out of bounds. Substitution for Thayer, Riley White will check into the game. And Cooper Clark will get a little rest. Substitution as well for the Gators. Number 10 checks in the ballgame. That is Xavier January of January in the ballgame for Legacy. The inbound the ball, got it in the corner on 3-point shot, is up and good. Number one, Vincent Moss hits a 3-pointer, second made 3-pointer of the night for Kipp Legacy. They lead it now by a score of 12-5. Thayer Bobcats with it. Easton Pitts out front, trying to go to the backdoor cut. Got it to Harrington. Misses the shot. Had a hand on his own rebound, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. We're going to call it on the floor, and I believe it's going to be on the Legacy Gators. Foul is on. Have the Gators, number four. That is Jacob Kimmons, and that'll be team foul number four on the Gators here in the first quarter. Thayer will shoot free throws on the next. 2:14 to go in the opening quarter. Thayer inbounds the ball out front. Ball is tipped, but run down by Riley White out near midcourt. White bends away from the defense with a dribble drive, gives it off to Easton Pitts. Easton works out near midcourt, brings it right side to Prince. Prince now to Deckard. Deckard to Pitts on the baseline. Pull-up jumper is good for Easton Pitts from 17 feet away. And Thayer back to within five with the bucket. 12-7, minute 51 to go in the quarter. Kimmons walks it up for Legacy. They already played nine kids in this game. They got it out top, got it back over to King Smith. Smith down to the right side in the corner. Kicked it out to White, now back to Kimmons, and on the left side for Moss. Moss hit a three out of that corner a moment ago, and he's going to get fouled as he makes the move to the bucket. That's going to be on Riley White of the Thayer Bobcats. Foul on Riley will be his first of the game and the first team foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the first quarter. Legacy will run the inbound play to the left side of their own bucket. They got it into Moss. Moss, one drive, one dribble to the bucket. Kicks the ball out front, and they'll bring it around to White, Chaz White. Just checked back in a moment ago. Gives it out front to King Smith. Here's a give to White in the lane. Shot is up, no good. Jacob Deckard down the rebound. Bobcats want to run a little bit. Now they'll pull it up. Thayer down by five with the ball. Easton Pitts going to the rack. Lays it up off the window. No good. The rebound taken by. Oh, and here's a steal by Pitts. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, it's going to be off of Easton's hands. It'll be Gator ball. Bobcats got the shot they wanted. Just wouldn't drop. And now substitution again for the Gators. Number 11 back in the game, A.J. Hatch. And Chapman, number 21, back in the game. So they have just about rotated back to their starting lineup. With the exception of Torrance is not in there. January is. Torrance, a standing sophomore with two fouls here in the first quarter. Gators with the ball. Chapman out on top. Hangs it on the left side. Got it there. Three-point shot is up, and it's good. Number five, Chaz White off the bench with a three. The third made three-pointer for Kip Legacy here in the first quarter. There, Bobcats with the ball. Easton Pitts gets it across the timeline. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now to Harrington. Harrington moves into the lane, trying to bounce it down to White. Ball stolen by Kip Legacy. Off on the drive is January. Going all the way to bucket high. Archie shot is good. And Kip Legacy, five straight points here. Now with a 10-point lead, we're down to 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Pitch crosses the timeline. Holds it out in midcourt. They are going to hold for the final shot here with a pier down to 8 seconds. Pitch now pulls up for the three at the top. It's no good. Rebound, Kip Legacy. And there's the buzzer to end our first quarter. Our score, 17-7. Bayer Bobcats trail Kip Legacy by 10. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter from University of Missouri Columbia, Norm Stewart Court at Mizzou Arena in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Did you get us switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See Shelter Insurance Agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Up there, Bobcats down by 10 as we open the second quarter play. 17-7 our score. Bobcats having trouble getting the ball in the hole. They work it out on the offensive end. Got it out top for Pitts for three. That one's up and no good. Rebound, Riley White going back up with it. And that one goes in. Riley White with his first two of the afternoon for the Thayer Bobcats coming off the offensive rebound. Thayer Bobcats picking up the pace a little bit on the offensive end. They get back to within 8 with that bucket. Here goes the White for the Gators, kicks it out to January, now round to Smith. Smith in the right corner, Hatch pulls one up for three-point land. That's no good. A rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Easton Fitz taking up the floor. They're looking to pick his pace up a little bit offensively here. We're trying to really control the pace and weren't having much success. Down on the left side now to Harrington. Harrington to Riley White. Now to Harrington going down the right side of the lane. Little baby hook shot. No, he's going to get... That's going to be called for a travel. Harrington caught it, took an extra step, and it'll be back to the Gators. Thayer Bobcats, by the way, turning the ball over. Very uncharacteristic for them. They had, Bobcats had 3 turnovers in the first quarter officially. Gators with just 1. They've got the ball now. Chapman gives out to Moss. Moss fakes the 3, goes down the middle of the lane, hangs in the air, shoots, no. Rebound taken by Easton Pitts. Or the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats chance to get back within 6 here with a bucket. Pitch working up the sideline, has the ball poked away from behind, and it'll belong to the Thayer Bobcats right in front of the Kip Legacy bench, and they're making another substitution here. Number 4 checking back in the game, Jacob Kimmins. We'll see who goes out. Looks like Chaz White will check out of the game. And you got a little moisture on the floor down here. They are mopping up. Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball. Jacob Deckard will inbound it for the Bobcats. 6:40 to play in the first half. Thayer down 8. That scored the only points in the second quarter here so far. They were down 10 at the quarter break. Inbound it to Pitts. Easton working outside. Slips. Almost fell down. Maintains possession of the ball. Gets it out to Brandon Prince. Prince to Jacob Decker. Decker working on the dribble against the defense. We'll give it back to Pitts. Easton moving off the screen. Pulls up on the elbow. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Easton Pitts with six of the 11 for the Thayer Bobcats. He nailed that one from the left elbow. And with 6:16 to go, Thayer back to within six. 17-11. Kip walking it up. They get it over to number two. That is King Smith. Takes it to the top of the key. Gives it up to Chapman. Chapman bounces it down low to January. Back to Chapman. He'll swing it on the left side here for Moss. Moss in the lane. Little scoop shot is up and good. Number one, Vincent Moss. He's got seven. He leads all scorers in the game so far. And Kip back up by eight again. I guess with the ball. Easton Pitts wanted a foul again. No call. Got it to Jacob Deckard. Deckard looking for the outlet. Got the pitch. Makes the three. Goes down to the baseline. Pulled up jumper from 15. Good again. Easton really starting to heat it up. He's got eight. Takes over the game high and leaves the Bobcats, obviously. And Thayer back within six, 19-13, with 5:27 to go in the first half. Second quarter action here from Norm Stewart Court at the Mizzou Arena, University of Missouri-Columbia. The Kip Legacy Gators threw it away. Nice play defensively by Thayer Bobcats. They forced Hatch to make a quick pass, and there was nobody there. Another substitution, number 22 checks into the game for the first time. That is Willingham for Kip Legacy. Thayer Bobcats with the ball down by six. Big bucket here to get back to within four. Pitts with it out top. Make it a three-point game if they hit a long one. Easton going in the lane. No hesitation. Now shoots off the rim. No, but he's going to the free throw line as he gets fouled on the play. And the foul will be on number one. That is Vincent Moss. Moss calls for the foul. His first, that is team foul number one here in the second quarter against the Gators. But Easton Pitts going to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats senior guard, 8 points in the quarter. Arrington's got three and Riley White with two. And the first free throw is no good for Easton Pitts. Uncharacteristic to miss a free throw. Easton, a 77% free throw shooter, misses the first one here. Let's try and get this one dialed in with 5 minutes to go. Trying to make it a five-point game. That one is up and good. Thayer back to within five. Easton Pitts with nine in the first half of the Thayer Bobcats. Gators coming the other way. Working up the left sideline, out front to Hatch and around to Kimmons. Kimmons trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He'll swing across court. Here is Moss with another three. That one's no good. Smith with a rebound. Couldn't follow it. Rebound gets on the floor off the hands of Kip Legacy. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball down by five, 19-14. Folks, this game's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here this afternoon. Now the official stepping in to separate Kimmons and Harrington. Harrington was standing there with his arms up, and Kimmons was getting right up in his grill. Bobcats inbound the ball to Harrington, brings up out of the backcourt. 4:38 to go in the first half. Thayer down by five with the ball. Pitts has got it on the right side now. Moves off the screen. Behind the back with a dribble. Looking to lose the defense. Does it here. Gives it back to Harrington. Harrington back to Pitts. Long three ball is up and it's good. Are you kidding me? Easton Pitts is feeling it. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. The Thayer Bobcats are back within two at 19-17. There goes Smith in the lane for Kip with a shot. No, but he's fouled as he goes to the bucket. We'll see who they're going to get on the foul, I believe, and it is. It is Riley White called for foul. And that'll be foul number two on Riley in the ballgame. Substitution, Kimmons and Willingham out of the game. Hatch is back in. So is Moss, I believe. I don't know. Looks like Willingham is staying out there. Smith at the free throw line will shoot two. First one is up and good. King Smith, that was 6 points in the game. And now Torrance is going to check back into the game. Vincent Moss will check out. So L.J. Torrance, the big sophomore, back in for the Kip Legacy Gators. Number five back in there as well, Chaz White. Smith with the second free throw. This one is good. Boy, he's a good shooter. King Smith, 7 points in the first half. And a little bit of more pressure in the backcourt down by the Gators. Jacob Deckard handles the ball. Looking to get across the timeline. Going to have to hurry. Spins across at midcourt, and he gets fouled right there. That'll be on Smith, number two, King Smith. That'll be his first of the game. Have a team foul number two on the Gators here in the second quarter. Neither team shooting free throws yet. 4:01 to go in the first half. Bayard down by four, 21-17. Upcast can inbound the ball all the way in the backcourt, and there's a foul. That one's going to be on number five. That is Chance White, and that'll be his first. And the third team foul on Kip Legacy. White fouled Easton Pitts. They're playing full court man-to-man. Bayard Bobcats trying to get a screen set here. Jacob Ekman inbound the ball. Of one number two back in the game, King Smith for Kip Legacy. Kimmons also back in the game. And Bobcats inbound ball in the backcourt to Easton Pitts. Easton with 12 first-half points, 12 of the 17 for the Bayard Bobcats. Bounces it off to Cooper Clark. Coop will give to Harrington. Harrington to the right side to Pitts. Looking to work against White. Pulls up on a baseline. Jumper is up, and he's fouled again. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Number five, Chaz White, going to be called with a foul. That's going to be number two. And everybody tries to guard Easton Pitts is picking up foul. Easton feeling it here in the first half. 12 first-half points. And he'll go to the line and shoot. By the way, team foul number four on Kip Legacy. So the Bayard Bobcats trying to get back to within two here if Easton can hit a couple free throws. One out of two for the game. And make it two out of three if he hits that one. 13 points on the afternoon already for the Bobcat. All-state candidate, Easton Pitts. Number one, shooting one more free throw. This one is good. 14 now in the game. Here come the Gators with a two-point lead, 21-19. Bayard come from down 10 at the end of the quarter. Legacy's only scored 4 points in this second quarter. They've got the ball out top now. They'll swing it on the left side for White. White looking to penetrate. Pulls up in the free throw circle. Rebound rolls in and out. No good. Rebound off to the Bayard Bobcats. Long pass up the court to Cooper Clark. Hesitates. Shoots and scores. And we're tied at 21. And Cooper Clark going to the line to shoot for a three-point play in the lead. Foul is on. Is on number five, Chance White. And that'll be his third of the game, and he'll lead. Third foul on Chance White. And Gators shuffling a lot of folks. Hatches out of the game. White's going to stay in there with those three fouls. Cooper Clark going to the free throw line. Coop will shoot for two, or shoot one, trying to make it a three-point play and give the Bayard Bobcats the lead for the first time this afternoon. Free throws up for the big defensive tackle. The All-State defensive tackle hits the three-point play, and the Bayard Bobcats take the lead 22-21. Have outscored Kip by 11 in this quarter so far. We still got 3 minutes to go. Kip with it. They'll swing it on the left side to King Smith. Smith looking to penetrate. Looking to challenge Harrington. No, he gets it back out to Torrance. Torrance to White. White looking right, now left. He'll give it there to Vincent Moss. Moss. On the left side wing, spins away from the defense, looking to go to the bucket, kicked it out in the corner, now around to Smith for three. It's off the rim, no good. Harrington yanks down the rebound for the Bayard Bobcats, and he's off to the races. Bobcats with a 3-on-2 here. Jacob Deckard for three, and it's good! Jacob Deckard hits a three, and the Bayard Bobcats are up by four, 25-21. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Point. Kip Legacy with the ball. Out on top is Torrance. Torrance down the right side of the lane. Throws up a little baby hook shot. No good. Easton Pitts with a rebound. So Kip Legacy has gotten stone cold from the field. And the Bayard Bobcats are rebounding the ball. Bayard has gotten red hot. Here's Jacob Deckard with it just across the midcourt line. Bounces the ball to Cooper Clark. Coop has it poked away from behind, but Bayard picks it up. That's Easton Pitts going into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. No, but a foul going to be whistled. And it'll be Easton Pitts going to the free throw line again to shoot two. Foul's going to be on number five. That is Chaz White. And that is his fourth foul of the game, the 6 foot junior. And he will check out now. Number one, checking back in, Vincent Moss. I'm sorry, number four. That's a four. Jacob Kimmons back in the game for Kip Legacy. Easton Pitts at the free throw line. 3 for 4 this afternoon. Make it 4 for 5. He's got 15 in the first half, and Bayard leads it now by 5, 26-21. Trying to make it a 6-point game here 2 minutes exactly to play in the first half. Free throw for Pitts is up, and it's good. He rattles it home. 16 for Easton. Bobcat Senior has been really good here in the first half. And Kip Legacy bringing it the other way, down by six. They won't panic. They're too good for that. They're in the state semifinals, for goodness sake. And there goes Chapman all the way to bucket. His shot is blocked, but a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. And that will send Chapman to the free throw line. Fouls on number one, Easton Pitts. That'll be his first of the game. And Chapman, number 21, Cortez Chapman, a 5'8 junior, steps to the free throw line, has not scored in the game, and misses the free throw. Legacy led by Vincent Moss and King Smith, each has seven. Here's Chapman looking for his first point of the afternoon. That one is up and good. Cortez Chapman with one. And a little more full court pressure now for Kip Legacy. Harrington handles ball in the backcourt. Gets it up to near midcourt. Hands off to Easton Pitts. Easton back to Harrington. Harrington now to Jacob Deckard out between the circle. Jacob bounces one around to Cooper Clark. Coop to the free throw line. Now to Brandon Prince. Prince only got a 3 second called in the lane. Kevin Harrington got down there in the low blocks and didn't get out of the paint. Call for 3 seconds, so the Bobcats will turn it over with a minute 32 to go in the first half, leading by five, 27-22. Thayer scored 20 points in this quarter. Kip has scored five. Here they come. They get it to Moss at the top of the key. Moss making a little move down the left side of the lane. Has his shot rejected by Devin Harrington. Second block of the day by Harrington in the middle. Moss looks at him like, where did he come from? And Kip will inbound it. Ball went into the bleachers. They gather back in. And Kip will inbound the ball. Got into King Smith in the free throw circle. Pulls up with a jumper. That is good. King Smith now with nine. And we'll get a timeout call by the Legacy Gators. A minute 16 to go in the first half. Thayer leads it by three. 27-24. We'll be back to Columbia. Mizzou Arena in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
We're back in Mizzou Arena on the campus of the University of Missouri Columbia, the Class 3 state semifinals. We're down to a minute 16 to go in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats come from 10 points down and lead it by three, 27-24. Bobcats bring ball up across the timeline against the pressure. Got the Easton Pitts. He steps across. Trying to get away from the double team. He has the ball poked into the backcourt. And there's a steal by the Gators. Moss with it. Going up into the middle. Puts it up. No, but he's fouled as he makes the drive. I believe they're going to get Easton Pitts. No, they get number 21, Jacob Deckard, for the foul. Hollis Deckard, I'm sorry. I think I called him Jacob Deckard earlier. That's his dad. Hollis Deckard. Get a big three in the first half. Thayer Bobcats. Up by three, Moss at the line. Vincent Moss for Kip Legacy. Has 7 points in the half. Free throw is up and no good. Vincent Moss, a 6'3 senior. Couldn't get the drop. And here's January back in the game. Torrance is out for Kip. January, by the way, good-looking player, comes off the bench for them. Second free throw for Moss is no good. Rebound, Cooper Clark with Thayer. Thayer Bobcats with a chance making a 5-point lead here. Down to 56 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer with the ball. Running a little weave out top. Prince to Pitts. Pulls up from the elbow. Shot too hard off the rim. No good. He gets it back. Going in the lane. Dumps it off to Harrington. Reverse layup is good. Devin Harrington now with five. They are up by five. Gators with the ball. Number two, King Smith. Holds it out on the wing. Feeds it out top to Hatch. Down to 30 seconds to play. Back to King Smith. He looks to finish straight. Bobcats tie him up. He gets away from it. Gives off to Kimmins. Kimmins in the corner. Hatch back outside to Smith, pulls up in the free throw lane. Shot is no good. Rebound taken by Easton Pitts. With 15 seconds to go, Thayer with a chance to make it a 7-point lead at the half. 29-24, Thayer with the lead. pick. Works it across the timeline. 7 seconds to go. Looking inside, trying to get it to Prince. Ball is poked away, loose on the floor. A scramble after it at midcourt. There's the buzzer to end our first half of play. Our score, 29-24. Mayor Bobcats with the lead over the Kip Legacy Gators. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats. Spring is rolling in, and the guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. Warm days are ahead, so let Corey, Steve, and the team check your AC and running ice cold before the warm-up. Plus, they'll inspect your tires. Good tread's a must for those spring showers. Need new ones? They've got every brand for your car, truck, SUV, or trailer. From alignments to brakes, they'll keep you road ready. And as your authorized Interstate battery dealer, they'll test your battery to avoid any surprises. Trust the guys at the Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer. Your spring tune-up starts here.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to the University of Missouri in Columbia, the Show Me Showdown. This is the Show Me Showdown 1, of course, the bigger school. We'll be here next week. There's basketball today, tomorrow, and on Friday here. The classes 1 through 3 is celebrating the state championship week here in Columbia. At the half in the Class 3 semifinal, the Thayer Bobcats lead the Kip Legacy Gators by a score of 29-24. Thayer was down 17-7 at the end of a quarter, and they outscored Kip Legacy 22-7 in the second quarter to come back and take the lead. Big first half for Easton Pitts. The Bobcats senior guard was 16 in the first half, and the last three all coming from free throw line. For Kip Legacy, if it's not falling from the three-point arc, they're just not making very many. Vincent Moss with a three, King Smith with a three, and Chaz White with a three. 3 or 9 of their 24 points have come from the charity stripe. From the three-point line, and the three of their points have come from the charity strike. They have outcast nobody in any foul trouble, with the exception of Riley White. He got 2 in the first half. Easton Pitts with 1. Hollis Deckard with 1. And for the Gators, that is not so much the case. L.J. Torrance, their outstanding sophomore, has 2 fouls in the first half. Chaz White, their number one man off the bench, had 4 fouls in the first half, trying to guard Easton Pitts. And, let's see, 1 point for Kim, or 1 foul for Timmons, 1 for Hatch, 1 for Smith. All right, so that's kind of the summary of the first half. Thayer Bobcats again with the lead, 29-24 as we head toward the third quarter. Winner of this one will play Principia for the championship tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. The loser of this game will take on Woodland in the third place game at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning here at Mizzou Arena. University of Missouri in Columbia. All right, Thayer Bobcats again lead it at the half. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too.
Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Now back to Columbia, the University of Missouri at Columbia. Norm Stewart Court is inside Mizzou Arena. It's the Class 3 semifinal game between the Thayer Bobcats and the Kip Legacy Gators out of Kansas City. Thayer Bobcats lead it at the half, 29-24. And again, they outscored Kip 22-7 in the second quarter after being down 10 at the end of the first. By the way, Thayer Bobcats are winning the game on the boards. Thayer Bobcats with 15 total rebounds in that first half, 5 for Devin Harrington, 5 for Easton Pitts, 10 rebounds for Kip Legacy, and they have no one with more than 2. All right, so Thayer Bobcats winning on the boards, and ultimately that's where you win basketball games. Whoever rebounds the ball the best. By the way, Thayer Bobcats are shooting right now 39%, or excuse me, Kip is shooting 39% from the floor. Thayer Bobcats are shooting 55% from the floor in this game. All right, both teams made their way back out on the court. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat basketball on a Wednesday afternoon from the University of Missouri in Columbia and the Class 3 semifinals. Let's say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, and they include Harps Hometown Fresh Food Store in Thayer and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Thayer Walmart, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, all Bobcat boosters for the game tonight. Again, Thayer with the lead at the half, 29-24. We'll take a timeout, back with your third quarter in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick, and Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And you've been listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We hope you enjoyed that. And we are set for our second half, third quarter action coming up here from Mizzou Arena, Norm Stewart Court on the University of Missouri in Columbia campus. Beautiful day in the Ozarks. And we get an opportunity to enjoy some of the sights and sounds of Columbia a little bit later on here. As we get down with the ball game, Bayer Bobcats with a five-point lead. We head to the third quarter, and Kip Legacy opens the third quarter with a basketball. Both teams back to their starting lineups in the game right now. They're Kip Legacy to get the hatch. Hatch goes inside. Shot is up. No, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Bayer Bobcats. That was a nice cut by L.J. Torrance, the big sophomore. He gets fouled by Devin Harrington. And it'll be foul number one on the afternoon on Dev. Although Devin Harrington, two blocked shots in the first half. And at the line, it'll be L.J. Torrance, 6'6 sophomore. Has not scored in the game. He got in foul trouble early. And they're asking him to shut the music off. They still got the music playing. And nobody's paying any attention. And apparently nobody knows how to turn it off. The music will not stop. Not a bad song, Can't Stop Believing by Journey, but there's interrupted play here. L.J. Torrance outside the free throw circle says, hey, yeah, there we go. Now somebody got it turned off, and you can bet the crowd's going to love to hear about that here at the Mizzou Arena. By the way, huge Bobcat crowd is here, wearing the green over in section 114 across the way and behind us. There's Torrance at the free throw line. First one is up and no good. L.J. Torrance, mentioned a big sophomore, good player, averages 8 points a game. King Smith leads the way for Kip, averages 20 a game. He had 9 in the first half. Second free throw, no good for Torrance. The Bayer Bobcats with the ball. Leading by 5, chance to add to that lead. Bobcats have never led by more than 5 in this game. That's the lead they have right now. Here's Easton Pitts, fakes the 3, looking to go to the rack. He puts it up, no, but he gets hammered. He'll go to the line and shoot 2 more free throws. Easton just being fearless out there tonight. The foul is on number 2, King Smith. And that'll be number 2 on him in the game. And Easton Pitts going back to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats, 5'8", senior guard. Averages 17 a game. He's shooting for number 17 here. 30 seconds into the third quarter. And that one rattles in and out, no good. Flick of the wrist, Easton, flick of the wrist. Bobcats lead it by 5, trying to make it a 6-point advantage, which would still be Bobcats' biggest lead of the afternoon. And that free throw is good. Easton now hits to his average with 17 points. And there come the Gators. And up the right side, they haven't scored much. In fact, they only scored 7 points in the second quarter. They haven't scored yet in this 30-24 hour score. Here's a long shot. That one is good. Number 21, Cortez Chapman. It's a 3-pointer. Gives him 4 points in the game, and it's back to a 3-point. Bayer Bobcat lead just like that. These guys can flat-out shoot the rock. Don't believe they can. That is their 4th made 3-pointer of the game. Here's Easton Pitts for Thayer. Spins in the lane. Works against the defense. Shoots. No. Rebound comes out long. Decker's got it in the corner. Hollis gives it up to Harrington. He'll bounce it down low to Cooper Clark. Hesitates. Shoots. No. Rebound fought for, and a hell ball is going to be Thayer Bobcat possession. Cooper Clark hesitated just a little too long. He waited for the defense to clear, but his Gators quick on their feet, went straight back up. And it'll be Easton Pitts to trigger it in, down on the bucket. Got it in to Harrington. To Pitts in the corner for 3. That one rattles in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by the Gators. Here they come. Vincent Moss works it up the left side, gives to Torrance. Torrance back to Moss. To Torrance on the baseline. Torrance puts up a shot. No. Rebound taken by Hollis Deckard. Gets it out to Easton Fitz. Easton up the right side. The alley-oop to Harrington. Oh, they couldn't connect, and the ball goes out of bounds. They tried for the alley-oop, but they got it a little bit tall. Yep, a little bit tall even for Harrington to get there. It was a defender back for the Gators. There blows an opportunity to get back up by five there with a two-on-one. Chapman with the ball now for Kip. Is it to Torrance? Now the Moss. Moss handles the top of the key, swings it left side. Smith, he'll shoot a long three. That one rattles in and out no good. Devin Harrington down, rebound for Thayer. Here comes Bobcat. Easton Pitts up the left side, gives it to Hollis Decker. Pulls up a running one-hander. No. Prince with a rebound. Back up and in. Brandon Prince with his first 2 points of the afternoon. And the Thayer Bobcats are back up 5-32-27. Skip Legacy. Chapman with it. And then near the big Tiger head in the middle of the floor, gives it up to L.J. Torrance. Torrance has the ball poked away, but it goes right to the Legacy Gators. Gators, here's a long shot, an air ball. Rebounded by Kip Legacy. Now a little give and go to Chapman. Chapman gives it off to Moss down the left side of the lane. Shoots with the left hand. It's good. Vincent Moss now with 9 points, tied for the game high with the for the Gators. And back to a 3-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 32-29. Here's Brandon Prince, pull up in the lane, couldn't get a shot, gives out to Hollis Deckard, fakes the three, driving the baseline, looking for an outlet now, going to have to hurry, got it to Pitt, steps into a long three, that one's no good, the rebound taken by Moss, again, for the Gators. Vincent Moss up the left side, leaves it in the corner. Now back out on top to Chapman. Chapman, around to the right side for Smith, his three in the corner is good. King Smith ties the game with a three-pointer out of the corner, 32-32. Thayer breaks the full court pressure. Devin Harrington on the dribble, handles it out front, swings it on the left side to Hollis Decker. Hollis holds it out between the circles, looking for a screen, got it. Takes the ball to the right wing, gives to Brandon Prince. Prince to Cooper Clark. Coop handles it one time, now gives it to Easton Pitts, now to Decker. Thought about the three, now goes in the lane, gives it to Cooper Clark, down the lane, looking to kick it back out, does to Deckard. Oh, hesitated on the three, got it back down low, now to Cooper Clark. Coop in the low block, looking for the outlet, bouncing it over to Prince. Prince traveled, yes he did. Prince caught it, shuffled his feet before he got the dribble down, so Thayer turns it over in a tie game with 4:09 to play in the third quarter, 32 all. We get a timeout on the court. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick at GMC in West Plains. Have you driven by and seen all of the GMC trucks we just got in stock? Dually trucks, cabin chassis trucks, Sierra 2500, and Sierra 1500s. Oh, and we have Canyons, too. Come see Howe County's largest GMC inventory with the best price.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Well, welcome back to the Class 3 semifinals. The Thayer Bobcats and the Kip Legacy Gators out of Kansas City are tied at 32 here in the Class 3 semifinal matchup this afternoon. The winner looking for a 4 o'clock meeting with Principia tomorrow. Principia, you didn't hear, beat Woodland 85-50 earlier. Well, the winner will get Principia in the finals. The loser of this game will play Woodland in the third place game at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And the Gators shooting for the lead. It's up and good. Number two, King Smith has scored 5 points in the quarter, and the Gators now have outscored Thayer 10-3 in this quarter and have the lead 34-32. Bobcats handle it out top. Cooper Clark takes it at the top of the key. Looking inside, nobody open. Gives out Easton Pitts. Easton penetrates into the free throw circle. Gives it around to Brandon Prince. Prince with a handle. Now gives it outside, and Prince traveled again. So twice in a row, Brandon Prince has turned it over. Easton Pitts comes over and says, all right, Brandon, get him next time. 34-32, Thayer down two, back on defense. And that 1-3-1 matchup, Kip working around the perimeter, got the Moss, takes it down in the corner, lost the handle, gets it back, feeds it inside, now outside to Smith for three more, yes! King Smith with another three. That is his third of the afternoon. And it's a 5-point lead now for the Gators. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Easton Pitts out top to Deckard. Inside Harrington. and a blocking foul as Harrington goes to the rack. That will be called on number 11. That is A.J. Hatch. That will be his second of the game. Non-shooting foul, just the second foul in the third quarter here against Kip Legacy. They will inbound the ball down under the bucket. By the way, King Smith, he's going out. No, he's staying in. Okay, I'm not taking King Smith out of the game right now. He just got hot. 7 points in the quarter. They will inbound the ball down on the baseline. They got it into Harrington. Harrington right to the bucket and scores. Devin Harrington, first 2 points in the second half. He's got seven now in the game. And we're back to a three-point game. 37-34, Thayer down. Moss with it. Over to Chapman. Chapman gives it back to King with a shot. It's good. King Smith, unconscious. He's got 20 in a game. That's his average. If he hits another three, I believe that's the fifth three-pointer for him in the game. And it's back to a six-point lead for Kip Legacy. They're about to catch with the ball. Easton Pitt bends away from the defense, top of the key. Bounces the ball over to Cooper Clark. Cooper trying to pass it inside. Ball's deflected, loose on the floor. And we get a whistle and a foul on Coop. Coop got down on the floor trying to knock that ball away, and he's going to be called for the hold. That'll be foul number one on Coop this afternoon. And substitution, Brandon Prince will check out of the game. Riley White checks in for the Thayer Bobcats. So Kip Legacy with a six-point lead and the ball, 2:14 to go in the third. Remember, they've led by as many as 10 in this game, trailed by as many as 6. They were the most recent team to go on a run. It's been one of those kind of games. Here's Smith. Bobcats get out on him this time. King Smith is hit. 1, 2, 3 threes this quarter. He shoots another one. That one's off the front rim. No good. Torrance with the offensive rebound and scores. First 2 points of the afternoon for L.J. Torrance. And here comes the Thayer Bobcats. Got it down inside. Back outside to Harrington. A little shake and bake. Out to Cooper Clark. Thought about the three. Now moves in the lane. Ducks under the defense. Shoots. No. Harrington had the rebound, and it's stripped away by the Gators. So Kip Legacy starting to dominate. Here's a long pass up the floor. Nice catch by Smith. Got the ball to Torrance. In the lane. Back out to Chapman. History is good. Number 21, Cortez Chapman, his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 7 points. And with a minute and 19 to go in the third, Kip Legacy is taking over. It's now 45-34. Gators with a lead. They're going to pull off the pressure now in the backcourt. Thayer Bobcats have only scored 5 points in this quarter, while Kip Legacy has scored 19. Thayer with it out top. Easton Pitts to the elbow. Ducks under the defense. Shoots a jumper. No good. Bobcats had a hand on the rebound. It was knocked away by Vincent Boston out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Substitution now as Moss will check out. Number 10, Xavier January, into the game for the Gators. Gives them a little more size. Bobcats inbound the ball to Cooper Clark at the elbow. Cook looking for the outlet. Got it back out to Easton Pitts. Down to a minute to go in the third quarter. Thayer needing the bucket here. Pitts tried to get a three. They'll give it now to Clark. Clark to Harrington cutting through the lane. Little baby hook shot wouldn't drop. And the rebound controlled by the Gators. They'll bring it the other way with 45 seconds to go. Leading by 9. Actually leading by 11. 45-34. It's been a huge run in the last half of this third quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats just look like they are wore plumb out. Body language looks that way. Gators just holding the ball here. 25 seconds to go. Bobcats aren't coming out to force anything yet. Now a 22. Kip just going to hold it for the final shot of the quarter with an 11-point lead. That's the biggest lead by either team in the game tonight. Kip got it back over to Chapman. Chapman back over to King Smith. Smith out top. Little crossover dribble. Gets to the elbow. Shoots. That's no good. Rebound taken by Harrington. Half court with a shot. That is blocked. And no foul going to be called. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, Kip Legacy 45, Thayer Bobcats 34. We'll head to the fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Well, we're back in Mizzou Arena on the campus of the University of Missouri Columbia. Bayer Bobcats are down by 11 as we head to the fourth quarter here in the semifinals of the Class 3 state tournament. 45-34. They were outscored in the third quarter 21-5 by the Kip Legacy Gators. That's the way this thing's gone. Kip outscored Bayer by 10 in the first quarter. Bayer outscored Kip by 17 in the second. And it's just been back and forth, back and forth. Bayer with a 22-point second quarter. Kip had 7 in the third. Kip with 21, Bayer with 5. So if things hold true, we are in for a dandy fourth quarter here. Kip Legacy didn't bound the ball to start the quarter. With the 11-point lead, we're getting a little moisture up off the floor, and here we go. Chapman takes it off the inbound, steps into the front court for the Legacy Gators. Takes it to the right side, gives it up there for January. January back out front, now around to Smith on both sides. Bobcats jump out on it this time. King Smith, great player, has 20 points in the game. Step back for a three, it's good! King Smith with 23 on the afternoon. 4, 5 threes for him now. They're about to get the ball down by 14, 48-34. Bobcats just can't buy a basket right now. Here's a give to Cooper Clark. Cooper in the elbow. Gives it off to Riley White. Riley, a little trouble with a handle. Gets it back. Leads it back out to Clark. Tosses it to Deckard for a three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound gets on the floor and a scramble after it. Harrington's got it for the Thayer Bobcats, and then a travel to be called. As the ball was taken away from him, but January rolled over with the ball. And that is a travel. Good play there by Devin Harrington to get his hands off that basketball. Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket. Down by 14 with 7 minutes to go. Out to Harrington on the baseline. Harrington out to Deckard. Deckard to Pitts. He'll fire the three. That one's short. And the rebound taken by number one. That is Vincent Moss for the Kip Legacy Gators. They'll take their time bringing up the floor now. The clock is their friend. They lead it by 14 with 6:48 to go. Not looking to get in any hurry here. Don't know if that's a good strategy or not. And there goes Moss. Moss gives up to Chapman. Chapman in the corner. Long shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Harrington. Moss gets on the break. Harrington to Pitts. Easton, a little hesitation, goes to the baseline. Puts up a shot, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul, I believe, going to be on number 21. Yes, it was. That is Cortez Chapman. That'll be the first on him. And Easton Pitts going to the free throw line to shoot for the Thayer Bobcats. Easton with 17 in the game. Make it 18. Only 2 in the second half so far. And substitution, Brandon Prince checking in. Cooper Clark is out for Thayer. So Thayer going to go here with Prince, Deckard, Riley White, Easton Pitts, and Devin Harrington. Looking for some points. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound off the hands of Riley White. Goes out of bounds. Riley has a hand on it. Couldn't hang on. Off the missed free throw. They are down by 13. Now Bobcats going to apply a little bit of backcourt pressure. Number 11, A.J. Hatch with it in the backcourt for Legacy. Brings across the timeline. There's an offensive foul on Hatch. Just reached out and shoved Easton Pitts right in the face. Foul on number 11, A.J. Hatch. I mean, he's now, what I do, well, you can't just reach out and shove a guy in the face. when you're handling the ball. Bayer gets it back. Riley White swings it around to Brandon Prince. Prince bounces it down low to Harrington. Harrington in the low block gives it to Prince down the baseline. Puts up a shot. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And that's going to be another foul on number 11, A.J. Hatch, and that's going to be his fourth of the afternoon. Fourth foul now on Hatch, who has not scored. And Brandon Prince at the free throw line. Brandon with 2 points in the game. First free throw here is up and good. That's a big one. That cuts the lead back to 12 with 6:10 to play in the game. Trying to make it an 11-point deficit. And free throw's good. Brandon Prince hits them both. Substitutions for the Gators. Number 21, Chapman, back in the game. Number 4 back in there as well. That is Jacob Kimmons. Hatch and January will check out. And again, a little bit of backcourt pressure by the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Decker guarding the ball. And the Gators get up across the timeline. They go to Smith. He'll pass it down inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken by Devin Harrington. Harrington gets it out and threw it away. Moss has got it. Moss pulls up in the lane. Short jumper by the lefty. No. Harrington with a rebound again. And he's going to get fouled. Foul in the lane is going to be on number 1. That is Vincent Moss. That'll be his second. He knew it right away. Thayer Bobcats with the ball back. Down by 11. Folks, don't go anywhere. Do the Thayer Bobcats have another run in them? Remember, they were down 10 at the end of the first quarter. Came back to take a 5-point lead at the half. Down by 9 here. 48. Actually, down by 11. I'm sorry. There's Prince with the ball on the left side for Thayer. Bounces to the high post for Harrington. Harrington looking to make a move against Torrance. Takes him down the baseline, shoots and scores. Devin Harrington now with 9 in the game. Thayer Bobcats are back to within 9, 48-39. Gators gets the ball up across the timeline. Chapman will bounce it down inside. Stolen by Prince. Prince on the steal. Outlet to Pitts. Easton going to the rack. Hangs in the air. Shoots. No. Riley White with the rebound. His shot is blocked, picked up by the Gators. Here they go. Up the right side, a wild shot going to be thrown up, but we're going to get a foul before the shot. Foul's going to be on number 4, Brandon Prince for the Bobcats. Will be his first of the game. And it'll be a non-shooting foul. Gators will inbound the ball on the baseline. And they'll lob it in to Moss. Vincent Moss takes it into the lane. A little and hook shot is partially blocked by Harrington. And then Harrington gets tied up by Kimmons. It'll be a hell ball and possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats. Wow, how was that not a foul? Anyway, Thayer Bobcats will have the ball back. 4:56 to play in the game. Down by 9. 48-39. Easton Pitts brings it into the front court. Bounces it over to Harrington. Harrington out front and around to Brandon Prince on the left side wing. Looking to get it down to Harrington again. Harrington powers it way up off the glass. Misses the shot. Rebound Brandon Prince. And we're going to get a hell ball again. And this one's going to be possession to Kip Legacy. Devin Harrington just hasn't found the shooting touch tonight. Averages 20 a game. He's got 9 in this one. And, of course, they've been all over him all night long. Go to Gators with the ball up by 9. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Getting to be crunch time now for the Thayer Bobcats. We get a timeout call by Kip Legacy. 48-39, Thayer down by 9 with 4:34 to play in the game. We'll be back to Columbia in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats!"
Spring is rolling in, and the guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. Warm days are ahead, so let Corey, Steve, and the team check your AC and running ice cold before the warm-up. Plus, they'll inspect your tires. Good tread's a must for those spring showers. Need new ones? They've got every brand for your car, truck, SUV, or trailer. From alignments to brakes, they'll keep you road ready. And as your authorized Interstate battery dealer, they'll test your battery to avoid any surprises. Trust the guys at the Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer. Your spring tune-up starts here.
Well, Kip Legacy Gators out of Kansas City, Missouri have a 9-point lead over the Thayer Bobcats with 4:34 to go in the basketball game. The class three state sectional. The winner moves on to the championship game tomorrow afternoon at 4:00. Loser will play for third place at 10:00 in the morning. Kip Legacy with ball. Oh, almost a steal by Harrington. They got it to January. January outside the Moss. He faked the three and now backs it out. Smart move. No need to get in a hurry. It's Kip Legacy with a 9-point lead in the ball, counting down towards 4 minutes to play. Moss still handles it. Leaves it to January. Back outside to Chapman. Chapman off the screen. Moves down the left side of the lane, looking to attack the basket. Bounces off. It's stolen by Prince. Bobcats on the run. Harrington up the left side. Pulls up, now shoots. Oh, he traveled. Yes, he did. Devin Harrington tried to get stopped, and he shuffled his feet. Hasn't been Dev's afternoon so far. Bobcats turn it over. That was a chance to get back to within 7. And Kip coming the other way up the sideline. Moss has ball poked away from behind. Picked up by Brandon Prince. Prince gives out to Harrington. Bobcats, the 2-on-1. Here's pitch for 3. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound taken. Bobcats get it inside of Harrington. He lost the handle, but he's fouled. And that'll be team foul number 5 on the Legacy Gators. They'll send the Bobcats to the free throw line. Fouls on number 21. That was Chapman. Chapman called for his second and the 15th foul in the fourth quarter on the Kip Legacy Gators. And the Bobcats shoot the free throw. Devin Harrington hits it. He's got 10. Makes it an 8-point game. Now substitution for Thayer. Cordell Washington checking in the game for the first time tonight. Going to give Hollis Deckard a little bit of a rest over there. They may need him to fire a couple of threes late. Second free throw is up for Harrington and good. Harrington with 11. Back to a 7-point lead. And here's a little backcourt pressure by Thayer. And Cordell Washington will foul number 4, Jacob Kimmins. Foul on Cordell will be his first of the game, first action of the game for Cordell. 3:39 to go. Thayer Bobcats, a little backcourt pressure. Smith is back in there for the Gators. Handles it. Leads it cross court and across the timeline to A.J. Hatch. Hatch will back it out near midcourt. And they won't get in any hurry. 3:28 to go in the game with a 7-point lead. Gators lead it back over to King Smith. Smith handles on the right side. Working against Riley White. Got it down into the corner. Looking to get rid of it now as he lost his dribble. Brings it back out front for Hatch. Number 11, A.J. Hatch, backs it out. Trying to penetrate down the middle of the lane. Dumped it down inside for Torrance, and he lost the handle. Picked it up. Now ball is almost stolen. This is stolen by Pitt. Easton to the rack. Misses it. Harrington misses the follow. And Kip with the rebound. They get it up the floor to Torrance. He jammed it home. L.J. Torrance with the jam. And it's back to a 9-point lead for Kip. And now Harrington's going to be fouled at midcourt. That's going to be on Hatch. And will be number 5. A.J. Hatch is fouled out of the game. Devin Harrington back to the free throw line. 2:44 to play in the game. By the way, Hatch, a 6-foot senior, will be replaced by Cortez Chetman, a 5'8 junior. Devin Harrington at the line shooting 2 free throws. First one is up and it's good. Harrington now with 12 points on the afternoon. Easton Pitts leads the Bobcats with 18, but only 2 in the second half. Here's another free throw. This one is up and good. Harrington with 13 in the game. And Kip again in the backcourt, and a foul going to be called on Cortez Washington. That's why he went into the game. Put in there the foul, get the Bobcats a little closer to the bonus with 2:41 to go. You want to be able to put these guys at the line if you need to get the ball. Gators. They're going to trigger it in again. They do to Chapman. Chapman working on the dribble. brings the ball up. Got it to Kimmins. Kimmins dribbles across the timeline. That shakes the defense. Gives it outside to King Smith for another three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound failure. Here come the Bobcats. Easton Pitts. Easton Pitts in the lane. Puts it up. It's good. Easton Pitts with 20, and the Thayer Bobcats are back within five with 2:18 to go in the game. Double team by the Thayer Bobcats in the backcourt. Gators down across the timeline for Kimmins. Kimmins to the top of the key. Gives it to Chapman. Chapman backs it out with 2:06 to go. Skip trying to hang on to a 4-point or 5-point lead. And here's Cordell Washington going to be called for a foul out front. And that'll be the fourth team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Comes over, gets a glad hand by Easton Pitts. That's exactly what they want him to do. Substitution now for the Gators. Number one checks back in, Vincent Moss. January will check out, the freshman. Gators triggered in with a 5-point lead. A minute 59 to go in the game. And after hurrying and bringing it in the backcourt, it's taken there by King Smith. King Smith goes around the defense, dribbles up, got the ball up the floor for Torrance. Torrance looking at about top. He's got it down on the baseline. So now down goes to the bucket. Fakes, fakes, has his shot bothered by Harrington, but it goes in anyway. L.J. Torrance, his first or second bucket of the fourth quarter. Thayer with the ball now down by seven. Harrington puts one up in the lane. No good. Rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. A minute 32 to play in the game. Thayer down seven. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Well, the 6 3-pointers have led to 22 points for King Smith of the Kip Gators, and that has been the difference in this ballgame. He has hit six, Moss with one, two for Cortez Chapman, and one for Chaz White. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 3-pointers for Kip. Thayer Bobcats have hit one, two in the game. One for Hollis Deckard, one for Easton Pitts. That's been the difference. Thayer down by 7, 52-45 with a minute 32 to go in the game. Gators are going to inbound here. The Thayer Bobcats are going to foul immediately. And they foul. They get into King Smith. Smith, and there's playing keep away now, doing a nice job. Chapman's got it. And he'll give it out to Kimmins. Kimmins almost has it stolen. Gets it back. Gives it up to Chapman. Chapman bounces it down in the corner as they give inside. Shot is up. Blocked by Harrington. Back to Kip. Second shot is up. And blocked again, but a foul is going to be called on the second one. Foul's going to be on Devin Harrington. Will be his second. It'll send L.J. Torrance to the free throw line to shoot two for Kip Legacy. L.J. Torrance started a 6'6 sophomore. 6 points on the afternoon, and all of them here in the second half make it seven. The old three ball, the great equalizer. I talk about it all the time. Here, Thayer will get Hollis Deckard back in the game as Cordell Washington will go to the sideline. Torrance to shoot another. It's no good, or it is good, I'm sorry. 8 points for him. Thayer got to hurry now, down by nine. Minute 13 to go. Harrington pulls up, gives the ball to Easton Pitts. Easton going to pull up with a long three-point shot that's off the rim. Rebound taken by the Gators. And a lot of pressure in the backcourt, and the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of the Gators. Great defensive play there by Brandon Prince and Riley White. Thayer Bobcats will inbound it down by nine, 54-45, 1 minute exactly to go. Here's Harrington on the inbound, loses it. It's picked up by Torrance. Torrance, time to lead it up the floor, does to King Smith. He'll back it back out, and the Gators going to run some clock. They get it out front. There's a foul by Riley White. That's exactly what you got to do there. 49 seconds to go. And Kimmins will go to the free throw line trying to add to the lead for the Gators. foul on Riley White will be his third of the afternoon. At the line, Kimmins, Jacob Kimmins. First one free throw is up and no good, so it's still a 9-point game. Bayard's going to have to hit a couple from downtown here if they're going to come back and win this one. Down by 9 with 49 seconds to go. Now the free throw is up. That one is good for Kimmins. First point of the afternoon from a 6'2 senior. Bayard comes the other way. Easton Pitts moving off the screen. Got it to Harrington. Harrington with a 3-point shot. No good. Rebound to the Gators. Gators have got it in the corner. Long cross-court pass goes to Moss. Moss working up the floor. Got it in the middle. Down to 30 seconds to go. Here's a give to Torrance. Torrance up with a shot. No, but a whistle and a foul. Going to be called. And it's going to send Torrance back to the free throw line. Foul is on Devin Harrington. Will be his third of the afternoon. And on their fourth consecutive trip to the Show Me Showdown, the Thayer Bobcats are going to be playing for their fourth consecutive third-place finish in the state tournament. Torrance hit the free throw line. First one is no good. 27 seconds. It's not over yet. Still just a, well, it's an 11-point game now, or 10-point game, 55-45. Torrance to shoot another free throw. And that one is up and good. So Torrance now with 9 points all the second half. Thayer working it up the right side. Easton Pitts looking to go to the rack. Lays it up off the window. No good. Rebound. Pitts got it back himself. Goes back up with it and scores. Easton now with 22 on the afternoon. And the Thayer Bobcats get a quick timeout. 56-47. Thayer down 9 with 14 seconds remaining. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
And we're back at the on Norm Stewart Court, Mizzou Arena on the campus of the University of Missouri-Columbia. Thayer Bobcats came into this game on an 8-game winning streak, and folks, it is in danger of ending right here. Thayer Bobcats in a quest to get to the state championship game tomorrow afternoon. Looks like they may settle for the third-place game for the fourth consecutive year. And Kip looking inbound the ball here with a 9-point lead. Thayer almost stole it. Ball goes to Moss. Moss all the way to the bucket. Can't score. Brandon Prince with a rebound. Gets it up to Pitts. Pitts gives it in the corner to Harrington, who will jam it home. Now Kip sending that to inbound, and that's the final score. The final, 56-49. The Thayer Bobcats go down to defeat this afternoon in the semifinals of the Class 2 State Basketball Championship. Again, 56-49. Kip Legacy out of Kansas City with the victory. Thayer Bobcats will now move into the third-place game tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock here at Mizzou Arena and on the radio right here at Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Now we're going to take a quick break. We will have a word with Coach Matt Pitts here in just a moment. And tell you what, we'll just keep it here until they make that happen. The teams are getting a glad hand from the coaches, and teams are exchanging high fives, and just a great effort by both clubs here.